Orlando Franklin filling in for Nick Ferguson, who's doing the drive with DMAC. We are now joined by Nikki Jabala, our Broncos insider, presented by Enk Credit Union. Nikki, we're out here today with the 49ers. As we go into training camp, finishes up with the Broncos, this punt return problem seems to be still an ongoing issue.
Still a big problem, because they haven't found one. They better hope they find some clarity there over these last three games, last couple weeks of camp, because, I mean, this has been an issue that's at least 5 years. I mean, you could go back to Trenton Holiday. But at least since Omar Bolden, it's been an issue. They haven't had, I think they've tried out like 17 guys and 19 on kick returns. It's insane. They got to fix that. Special teams is not looking great these days.
No, not at all.
No.
San Francisco's here for the next 2 days, and we know all the reasons why you shouldn't probably have joint practices, you know, the fights and guys might get hurt, but this is the NFL. Tell me a reason why you believe this is a good idea that the Broncos are going to be able to get this work against San Francisco for the next couple of days.
I think anytime you can get, you know, a couple of days going against a different scheme, different group, it can only help you in the preseason. I mean, you have to be careful in managing, you know, how physical they are, how much you want them to do, just in terms of keeping them fresh during preseason and ready for the regular season. But I think anytime you get a chance to work against another team, it's beneficial. I mean, Fangio said he wished he could do this twice during camp. And I think a couple teams have this year, but I think it's extremely beneficial. It's especially huge for the guys that are on the bubble to really see how they fare against another group.
It's Nikki Jabala joins us from The Athletic. Nikki, this is the first time we love that left side of the offensive line so far. We've liked how they perform, but this is the first time we're going to actually see Reisner and Bowles go up against number one guys. So do you think this is probably the biggest test of any unit that we have on the team?
Not necessarily. I mean, I know there are a lot of eyes on Bowles, and certainly Reisner being a rookie and the offensive line as a whole, just because of their struggles over the years. And they're certainly critical to this offense, no doubt. But to be honest, because those positions are pretty set at this point in game, I'm still looking at the battles across the board. You know, what are they going to do at tight end? I'm still not sure. You know, how's the backup quarterback situation shaping up? Inside linebacker is still kind of up in the air to me.
With the tight end, are you talking about the starting unit or how the depth falls?
I mean, I'm assuming at this point Heuerman is the starter. Yeah. It doesn't appear that Noah Fant's ready for that job just yet, though, you know, they're going to want him to assume that role sooner rather than later, but you know, with all the injuries they've had at that position, what is their confidence in Jake Button, his ability to stay healthy? If, you know, what is Troy Fumagalli, has he earned a spot? You know, Bug Howard is back. Is he in contention at all? So, I mean, that's an important group, especially in this offense, and they haven't had that, you know, reliable guy since, what, Julius Thomas, really?
Probably since JT. Yeah, Owen Daniels was our...
That offense was so not great.
Yeah, there's not a lot to pull from that.
Yeah.
We're joined by Nikki Jabala from The Athletic right now. Nikki, you got a question for Big O?
Over the next couple days, who's a guy on offense, who's a guy on defense that we should really be paying attention to, where he's on that roster bubble, but if he does good against San Francisco, he's going to probably end up making the team?
I'd say Nick Williams. He was a veteran they brought in when they were really depleted at receiver, especially in the slot. And Fangio and Scangarello, they really like him. I mean, he's played, you know, with Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan. I mean, he is built for this system. And he's battling for that last receiver spot, and I think a lot of it will come down to how he performs on special teams. But he's one to watch for me on offense. And then on defense, there's a couple, really. I want to see how those inside linebackers, those reserves, how they look. Alexander Johnson, Josh Watson, Keyshawn Bieria. I mean, it's still pretty muddy back there in terms of who do they keep and who do they have a lot of faith in. behind their two starters, and you know, with Joe Jones out as well, it creates opportunity for them.
And Jamal Carter.
Joining that group. You know, how much can he prove? How much can he show in these last few games, last couple weeks of, you know, before the regular season? He didn't have a ton of time.
Yeah, that's a big question I have for it. And a couple things. The injuries keep kind of sneaking up. Looks like you tweeted out just a while ago, Will Parks and Malik Reed both not practicing.
Malik has been dealing with this. I guess it's an oblique issue. Fangio, of course, describes it as a tweaked side.
right.
So he's been dealing with that. He's been out a few practices. Will was out yesterday. Fangio said it was just a slight hamstring, but I think they're just being precautious with him. And then Sue is out. He's out, too. Yeah, he has an illness. And Fangio said he wouldn't be back. He likely wouldn't be available to practice today. So, and then you got the regulars like Todd Davis, Joe Jones, who are dealing with more serious injuries, Janovich. So.
Right. Is Parks, Cravens expected to not play then Monday, would you guess?
I'm not sure at this point.
They haven't come out and said that.
No.
The Broncos, I mean, these injuries are piling. Is this a growing concern with the team right now that guys are continually every day somebody's coming off the field, even if it's not major, but it seems to be recurring?
Well, the last two preseason games, they dealt with a number of, you know, significant injuries. They've since gotten all their tight ends back except for Austin Fort, who went to IR with the ACL injury. But, you know, they've gotten a little bit better in terms of, you know, guys coming off these injuries. But, you know, it's, hate to say it, but I think that's just kind of part of the game. You can't prevent all of these. But I think they are being cautious. And with the way Fangio structured practices with, you know, that one longer practice, but nothing in the afternoon, and then the day, you know, an afternoon workout after the day off. I think he's been really, you know, cognizant of it.
With the injury to Theo Reddick being out for 6 to 8 possible weeks, is it something where the Broncos shouldn't even consider him at this point and just move forward with Devontae Booker, being that he had a better season last year than what he typically had his first 2 years in the league?
I think you have to keep Booker. One, he's your best pass protecting running back, and he's one of your top returners of that mix where you're trying to find somebody. But I don't think they can move on completely yet, just because they guaranteed $1 million to him, which is, you know, not a ton of money relative to everything else, but it's still a good chunk, and you know, they got a pretty significant pile of dead money now. So I think they probably want to see how far along he is in his recovery when they have to decide the roster, and you know, if they put him on IR, you know, is he a guy that could be recallable, and then decide, you know, 8 games in what you want to do with him? Maybe.
Nikki, thank you so much for joining us today. That's Nikki Jabala from The Athletic, and she is presented by Ent Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees. Visit Ent.com. It's a Safety Blitz's analysis of Training Camp 2019 Road to Redemption, presented by Matthews Fine Watches and Jewelry. Orlando, the Broncos finally have an ally in the media. Somebody has something good to say about the Broncos. Who is that? We get to that next.